Father, bless these words to our hearts, anoint our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name. In John chapter 13, and starting in verse 33, the Word of God says, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as is said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you." Now, this is a picture Jesus was preparing for his crucifixion. And he had told the Jews that when, the Jews, I mean the Pharisees, that where he was going, they would not be able to follow. And now he is telling his disciples where he is going. He's telling his disciples where he is going, they will not follow. Because they cannot follow. And so he's preparing them for something. I think one of the things in Christianity today, perhaps in our relationships as believers, our relationships as believers really are a reflection of our relationship to God. We relate to each other in the way that we relate to God. What do I mean by that? If a person, for example, is very reactionary towards somebody, that person is usually not quite rightly related to God. And it may not be that that person is reactionary toward God, but isn't receiving from God. And so, because their flesh is not satisfied, because the Word of God has not come in and dealt with their flesh by developing a cross in that person's life, so because there is no cross and something comes along whereby their flesh is not satisfied, they will become very reactionary because they have not received properly. And so the way that we relate to people, the way that we relate really to the people that we are closest to, is really a reflection of the way that we have related to God. It's not the same, but it's the result. It's the fruit of the way that we relate to God. The fruit of it is the way that we relate to each other. Why? Because the Word of God is going to produce God's life in us. The Word of God produces His life in us. The Spirit gives life. The Word became flesh. The Rhema is life imparting. The Word of God produces life in us. And so if we are not properly receiving, and it may not be that we're not receiving at all, we can actually be receiving a great deal and still suffer the same trouble. Why? There's a different reason. Sometimes it's the soil. Sometimes the capacity is not there and the soil is rocky or hard, fallow. Right? Break up the fallow ground. Sometimes it's the soil. Sometimes it's that we receive the Word of God and we mix it with pride rather than mixing it with faith, where that which we receive from the Word of God becomes an intellectual possession rather than a heart-transforming life. We receive it with pride. Sometimes it is because we do not mix faith with what we hear, so the Word that is preached does not profit us. And we received it outside of the provision that we have to cause that Word to become life in our soul. But whatever the reason, the way that we relate to other people is really a reflection of the way that we have related to God. When that comes, when I react, for example, now, everybody has isolated moments of weakness, and that's not what I'm talking about. When that happens, you confess your sin. If you've hurt somebody, it's a good practice to apologize to them, to open up their capacity, as well as to humble yourself. And so, when I fail on those isolated moments, I simply confess it to God and I continue. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the person who habitually in their lives does not get victory over reaction, does not get victory over negativity. I'm talking about the person, if something happens, it sets them off. When that happens, it's because I've been poorly related to God. When that happens, it is because there's something wrong in my soul. Somewhere in my soul, the flesh is still on the throne. Believers have to be very careful. Believers have to be very careful. Believers will sometimes do things in the privacy of their home that they would not do in public. And they say to themselves, I am at home. Excuse me, where in the Bible is that differentiation made? People will practice things like exposing themselves in their home, where they would never dream of doing that in public. And they destroy capacities. They destroy the capacity for purity among siblings, among children. And it brings in an unclean spirit at times. Because people have a flesh and they set up other people through their own ignorant arrogance so that that other person's flesh will have no choice because the atmosphere will initiate but to respond to that person's lack of modesty in their home. That is extreme warfare. What it does is one person being used by the atmosphere because they are self-centered in their home to destroy the capacity of the other members of their family, especially among the young. There is a correct context for certain things. Certainly, the bedroom of a married couple is sacred. But the home is a sacred place of protection against things like immodesty. I think sometimes young women and young men reveal way too much of their bodies at home, thinking, I am at home, I can do this. Satan is using that person, especially if they have siblings, to destroy capacities for purity, because Satan will then take the other person, initiate to their lust pattern and enforce that lust pattern. This is a dangerous setup. Where in the Bible does it say that the same modesty and the same standards and the same convictions that I would have in public, I should not have in my home? People need to be very careful with their practices in their home. Those practices are damaging. Not only are they damaging to the other people in their families, they are damaging to their own conscience before God. We are not designed that way. This is why it says in the Old Testament that family members are not to look on the nakedness of other family members. For example, brothers are not to look on the nakedness of their sister. Right? Fathers are not to look on the nakedness of their daughters. Sons are not to look on the nakedness of their mothers. Why? Because there is a flesh in each individual, and there is a lust pattern in each individual, and I don't care who you are, as long as you are human, you have one, at least one prevailing one. And those things are used by the enemy to establish and reinforce lust patterns, so that that person's capacity for purity is destroyed. People think that they can walk around almost entirely naked in their own home or barely covered because it's their home. That is familiarity with the members of their family and familiarity with purity. They certainly cannot. The Old Testament, when the Bible was written, the Old Testament was very clear. And the Old Testament was not done away with by Christ. The Word of God did not change at the cross. People have to become extremely self-oriented in their homes to do stuff like that. There is an order in purity. Between a husband and a wife, they become one. But that oneness does not extend to the rest of the family. That is only and strictly within the context of the marriage. It does not extend between brother and sister. It does not extend